And it struck me too is that one thing that's, I think, very, very subtle with Bhaktisamuppada, and that's, I prefer Ajahn Jeff's translation of that phrase as dependent co-arising, Samuppada. So this, with when it's normally done with, with the arising of such, there is such, you can get a linear and time interpretation of it. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a number of places, and this is one of them, where it's made subtly clear that it's not like, contact arises, right, and then after that feeling arises,
right,
and then after that perception arises. It's like they all come up together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one is sort of maybe, I don't know if to say deeper in the sequence than the others. Mm-hmm. Like ignorance is the deepest of them all, but it's not like, there doesn't have to be a pass. There doesn't have to be a passage of time, even though sometimes there is with these things.
Right.
But it's just that phraseology really makes sort of clear that it's not. It's not time.
It's not time bound. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not time bound.
Yeah, and the same with, of course, the not just the Paticca-samuppada, but this also side loop as well is a very instantaneous kind of occurrence.